A survey of Mennonite Brethren congregations some 30 to 40 years ago revealed that "Great is Thy Faithfulness" was their denomination's most popular hymn. According to my hymnal, our little fellowship has sung it at least 34 times, and I suspect we could sing this by memory together. Thomas Chisholm wrote these words in 1923. Reflecting two verses in Lamentations chapter 3. It is understood that this compilation of five poems, called Lamentations, expresses extreme grief felt over the destruction of Jerusalem and its temple by King Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians in 586 BC. People used to think that these poems of lament ought to be attributed to the prophet Jeremiah, but scholars now believe they were composed anonymously, probably by one or more scholar poets while living in exile in Babylon. Although Chisholm focused on Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23, I will read a few of the preceding verses to give more of the biblical context for the hymn's words. He has also broken my teeth with gravel and covered me with ashes. You have moved my soul far from peace. I have forgotten prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope have perished from the Lord. Remember my affliction and roaming, the wormwood and the gall. My soul still remembers and sinks within me. And then the anonymous poet makes this transition from despair to hope. This I recall in my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Inspired by these last two verses, Thomas Chisholm wrote this hymn in 1923 and sent his lyrics to William Runyon in Kansas. Runyon was well connected with both the Moody Bible Institute and had the song published with the Hope Publishing Company. Billy Graham used this hymn in many of his crusades, which also increased its popularity. We hear this performance recorded by the BBC for Songs of Praise in 2010.